Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Mengjian Markland. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Monday, March 3rd. Here are the headlines to start your day. Northwestern's Pritzker School of Law and the Graduate School have altered or removed all mentions of diversity, equity, and inclusion on its websites in accordance with the Trump administration's crackdown on DEI programs, grants, positions, and policies in federally funded universities. All undergraduate schools in the Evanston campus, graduate schools such as the Kellogg School of Management, as well as other departments such as the Northwestern Career Advancement, the Office of Civil Rights and Title IX Compliance, and NU Libraries have now removed DEI resource sections from their websites. In Evanston, Noyes Cultural Arts Center will be opening a new exhibit in this coming week. Titled The Art of My Life, Leslie J. Riley's exhibit will show quilts, prints, and collage works. Riley is primarily a quilt maker, but she also makes artwork in several mediums, including printmaking, serigraphs, and collage. When asked about the title of her exhibit, she said, quote, "Because living is a creative act. We create the life we want," end quote. The Art of My Life will run from March 7th through May 6th at the Noyes Cultural Arts Center with an opening reception Friday, March 7th. As the deadline to avoid a partial government shutdown nears, hesitation is surfacing among congressional Republicans about potential cuts to Medicaid, with people voicing concerns that deep restrictions to the health program could prove too problematic for their constituents. Despite being once reliable critics of the government's social welfare programs such as Medicaid, some Republican lawmakers have expressed concern over how this might affect the American population. Medicaid currently offers health care coverage for roughly 80 million poor and disabled Americans and is jointly paid for by states and the federal government, costing $880 billion to operate in 2023. Trump and Republicans have been calling for lowering government spending on health care for years, but have struggled to formulate a serious plan that gains traction. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Mengjian Markland. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at WNUR.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.